What to do, what to do. All right, you've reached the end, man. Congratulations. You've got to a point now where hopefully you've done the exercises. I hope you have. But maybe you feel a little overwhelmed with everything you've learned. There's been quite a bit going on here. And you're at the point where you think, okay, I've reached the end here, so how do I actually make this practical throughout my entire life? How can I take this and run with it and make it part of my lifestyle? I mean, there's just so much to remember. And you could be forgiven for being overwhelmed. I don't know if you noticed. Really, there are just a few basic principles which make prayers work and get results. But you will have also have noticed there were principles which were mentioned and then repeated, overlapping into other modules. And I did that deliberately to basically reinforce things so you wouldn't forget them throughout the program. So if you will, let me simplify things for you so you can apply all the essential components of this program in such an order even the simplest mind can handle and implement. Let's get the whole answered prayer formula condensed without all the fluff. Even though any fluff in this program was good fluff, we're going to compress the fluff to the basic yet fully complete necessities in 10 simple and easy steps, all on one page, one A4 sheet of paper. Sound good? Yeah! All right, so let's get you your very own fully functioning and fully loaded IndyCar. Let's get this baby moving. First, here's a brief overview of what we learned. The parts you may want to refer back to from time to time, and later I'll give you a hands-on, narrowed down, practical approach to this whole formula for answered prayer. What you want to do is use module number one to be reminded of the basic fundamentals, which can be so easy to forget. You want to use module number two to meet God's requirements. Look at the checklist. See if you check all the boxes and that you're in right standing with God. Because when you do that, you know that not only will your prayer be heard, it will also be answered. And you also want to review the syllabus to remind yourself of how the kingdom of God works and get even more confidence. Then you want to review module number three when you feel something is impossible and you need encouragement. You want to review module number four if you don't feel worthy or if you forget God's love makes him willing to do something for you, and that his integrity makes him obligated to do something for you, and that his impartiality makes him willing to do the same for you as he did anybody else. You are his favorite just as much as Jesus is. If you don't believe me, then read John chapter 17. You want to use module chapter 5 to perfect your craft and line your prayer style up with how Jesus told us to pray. And you want to keep reviewing it until you're familiar with this format of praying. Then you want to use module number 6 for an extra boost of advanced prayer of faith power. Then you want to look at module number 7 if you know in your heart that you've done everything you can do on the point with the checklist in module number 2, with all the boxes ticked. And you also want to review the flowchart of manifestation which accompanies module number 7, because this will give you strength to endure all the way until you see your visible answer. It will remind you that your promise is already real and actually currently exists, it just isn't visible. Then you want to go to review module number 8 to get and keep your connection with God strong, and all other things in the other modules will fall into place so much easier and become a natural way of operating for you. So you want to get yourself a routine going. Finally, let's take a look now at the practical way to implement this routine with all the essential components, all of them. Answered prayer formula without all the fluff. So here it is in only 10 steps. First, we're going to start with module number 8. You want to establish the times you're devoting to God, morning and evening. make sure you choose those times. And in a moment, we're going to discuss exactly what you will do in that time. Second, make a prayer list. Third, find the promise suitable for your requests. And you want to devote yourself to a lifestyle of study so you have an artillery of promises that you know that you can apply in different situations. Then number four, you want to meditate the promises. Okay, you want to meditate them until you believe what God says is more real than the circumstances. You want to literally be where you are just certain that what God says is more real than anything else. Fifth, you want to prepare to pray God's promises. And module two and five are critical here to make sure that you're in line. You want to go boldly into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. B, what you want to do is begin to remove every hindrance to your prayers being answered. You need to humble yourself. You need to forsake your way and thoughts. You need to return and draw close to God. You need to seek forgiveness and you need to get rid of any iniquity. And once you've done that, now you're ready for part number six, pray the promise. The principles which provoke the fulfillment of all God's promises are right here. A, you need to ask in faith, expecting that what you request will actually happen exactly as God promised. B, you want to pray God's will back to him, praying for your needs, praying for others. C, well, what I've done here is I've taken the liberty of creating some essentials for your prayer list, because sometimes we don't know what to pray as we ought and we leave a lot of things out. We're so concerned with the daily things of life that the things that really matter long term, we neglect. And so I've made a list of eight things, all right? Number one, you want to be like Jesus in character, in word, thought, and deed. You want to be humble, patient, and kind. Okay, and you'll see that there's scriptures that I've put there that you can claim to help you get this promise into your life manifested. Prayer number two, you want to desire to know God intimately. Three, you want to desire to do his will. Four, you want to desire to witness, to share your faith with other people. This is what God's called us to do. Five, you want the wisdom and the compassion and the boldness to actually go out and witness and just have those things in general, in your general affairs. They'd be helpful, right? So we want to pray for those things, and you'll see that the scriptures there are also in place that will help you attain that. Part number six, or rather request number six, you want to pray for the latter rain. You want to pray for the Holy Spirit, because with the Holy Spirit's power, man, you saw what happened in Acts. You saw what happened when the Holy Spirit came down, and that was just the former rain. So, man, it will be exciting to see what happens with the latter rain. So you want to be making sure you're praying for that, and there are promises there accompanying that also. Number seven, you want to overcome sin. God is able to keep us from falling. You don't have to keep on struggling with the same things up until Jesus comes. That's just not biblical. I'm not going to go into that right now, but I can promise you, God can give you victory over those things. Number eight, you want to ask God for deep love so that you pray earnestly and that you pray fervently and persistently for all the items on your list. We're still on section number six, the principles which provoke the fulfillment of all God's promises. D says, you want to praise God in faith for answering you before you've even seen anything happen. You want to praise God. E, you're asking everything in Jesus' name. Everything in Jesus' name. F, probably, arguably, the most important part on this item, and that is wait. W-A-I-T, and that's an acronym for why am I talking? So at that point, you want to be silent. And just listen and see what God has to say. Prayer, as we mentioned earlier, is a dialogue. It's a conversation between two parties, and you don't want to just rattle off what you have to say and then God tries to tell you what you need to do in order for your promises to actually be fulfilled, and you've gone wandering off before God's had a chance to say a thing. You don't want to do that. We're at part number 7, and that is to wait in faith, where you can't help but wait. Once you've prayed the promise, that's all you can do. But you're going to be not only waiting, you're going to wait in faith. So how do you do that? Well, you continue to pray earnestly and persistently. Fervently, I might add, with agonizing force, that tenacity that Jacob had when he said, listen, I will not let go until you bless me. That's the tenacity and the persistence that you want to have. B, you still keep meditating God's promises. This is so important. Keep meditating those promises. This is what will keep you in faith. It will keep you focused. Remember, Paul said he strives towards the mark, and that's what you want to be doing. C, get in the habit. Oh my goodness, if you will get hold of this habit right here, I tell you the difference it will make in your life. This is something I myself need to improve on. I'm working on it, and I'm telling you, it makes such a difference. Get in the habit of captivating your thoughts of doubt to what God's promises say they will deliver. Let's say, for example, I have a bill that needs to be paid, right? And I'm getting more letters through the door, and God's promised that he will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I don't need to be worried about those bills and thinking, oh, how am I going to meet these needs? Listen, just focus on the promise. Just say, nope, you captivate that thought immediately and you bring it towards the obedience of Christ. You bring it towards the obedience of the word and just believe that what God says is what the outcome will be. Next is section D. You only say what God says. Proverbs tells us that we have the power of life and death within the power of our tongue. Now that's pretty powerful, okay? And it also says, I think it's Proverbs chapter 18. And if I remember more specifically, verses 18 and 20, don't hold me to that, but I think that's it. But it's definitely chapter 18 of Proverbs. The words that we speak are the words that we will see come to fruition. It says that man will be satisfied with the words that he has spoken. His belly will be filled by the words that he's spoken, right? You want to be making sure that the words that you're speaking are what God says, no matter what you feel or what things look like. Number 8, you want to take corresponding action to God's word for his promise to be fulfilled. So many of us think, okay, I'm just going to leave it all to God and that's it. Well, sometimes that's appropriate, but there are other times when God needs you to do something so that when you set your hand to something, he can bless the work of your hands. So you need to make sure that you're taking any corresponding action. And this is why waiting, the W-A-I-T, why am I talking, is so important, because sometimes God will actually speak to you and give you an action step. So you need to make sure that you are taking action. Number 9, document your fervent prayers as they avail much. In other words, tick answers off your prayer list. When God's answered you, tick it off. In fact, document it, write it in a diary or something, and then you'll have a whole plethora of answered prayers that you can refer back to, so that will strengthen you when you're praying for new promises or new things to happen in your life, and you'll see where God has brought you through all the while before. It's really great to have it documented, because then, you know, sometimes we forget things, and if you've got things that you can see visibly in front of you and you can say, wow, God brought me through this, he met that need there, he delivered me out of trouble there, man, I tell you, it is so helpful, and I highly recommend you do number 9, document your experiences. Then number 10, finally, share your testimony, okay? Share it with me so I can share it with others. Write to me at mytestimony@godanswersyes.com. I would love to share your experience with others, because it will give other people encouragement And we really want to make sure that we share our experiences and what God has done for us, because I tell you, the difference it makes to somebody when they're struggling with something very similar is amazing. It just shows how powerful God is and that He's able to make anything happen exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Well, that concludes the end of this program. Congratulations, man. I pray you have enjoyed your journey and that this has genuinely been an enlightening experience for you. If you thought I was going to leave you high and dry, come on, you should know better than that, man. I don't want you to worry, because I've got you covered. Here at Kingdom Advancement Academy, we have more advanced resources if you really want to take things to the next level. I want to introduce you to our advanced program, and it's called Faith Boosters. How exactly you get the Word of God from the page of your Bible to being your actual visible experience. This is designed to catapult you into the stratosphere, so your journey need not end here. This really gets down to the nitty-gritty of how to walk by faith in everyday life. I don't know if you have a ministry or a business or a dream that God has put on your heart to accomplish for Him, or if you just really want to improve your knowledge and become more proficient at exercising your faith and gaining stronger faith. But if you want to get power and influence in God's kingdom and experience results from your faith, if you want to avoid giving up before you've won and become the devil's victim, if you want to become a valiant warrior in whom Christ dwells and become a major threat to the plans of the enemy and implement massive exploits for God's kingdom, you want to know what it's like to see God show Himself strong in you? This is exactly what this program is designed to help you accomplish. What you have to understand is there is a law in the kingdom of God. Jesus told us of this law in Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. He said, "According to your faith be it unto you." If you want the Lord to increase you, He can't until your faith increases. The Israelites, they can tell you what that's like. Did you know that Psalms chapter 78, 41 says that the Israelites actually limited the unlimited God? How did they accomplish that? Simple. God can't go beyond your limit of faith. He has restricted Himself to the level at which you can believe. Jesus said, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible." All things. So my question to you is, are you limiting God? My friend, if you want to be made ruler over much, your faith must increase. Your faithfulness to strive for excellence needs to increase with what God has already entrusted to your care. Yes, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think, but it is still subject and according to the power that works within you. You need a faith boost. You need to check out Faith Boosters. I'll say no more about it. Just go ahead to www.faithboosters.com and get started on the next leg of your journey. This will blow your mind.